I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. One of the major perks of driving an electric vehicle, other than the feeling of helping save the environment, is going away. The sticker that lets EVs use the carpool lanes or HOVs without paying for the fast track or other devices. Well, there's some joy on one side. The other side is suffering great angst. Let's go through it. California has been the greatest proponent of this as an incentive to get more EVs on the road and to cut down on tailpipe emissions. But the federal program signed into law in 2015 by President Obama ends those permissions September 30th, meaning back in heavier traffic or pay the price for using the lanes. Republicans in the House and Senate, the majority, have not reauthorized the program as part of President Trump's war on alternative energy, and California's hands are tied in this case. Already this year, President Trump has ended federal tax credits on EVs and has blocked California law requiring all new vehicles sold in the state be EV starting in 2035. Now some background. In California, when the program first began, less than 2% of the cars on the road were electric. Last year in California, it was over 25%. In some California counties, even higher. For example, in Silicon Valley's Santa Clara County, over 40% electric. In most of the other counties, it ranges in the 30s and higher, with the exception of LA at 26%. Now, the California Air Resources Board argues EVs have helped make a huge improvement in the state's air quality, but that Southern California and the Central Valley still have some of the nation's dirtiest air. Could it be a coincidence that those areas have the lowest penetration of EVs sold? Also in the state, EV sales are already depressed. They have dipped pretty much across the board, led by Tesla, in part because buyers in large Democratic states where the most EVs are purchased are, well, they're not happy at Tesla's Elon Musk for his Trump activities. So unless the alternative energy genie can find the way out of her firmly corked bottle, EV drivers can peel off their coveted sticker, or they can leave them on as an eternal flame souvenir of environmental godliness of environmental policy. So, will this move more traffic into the already congested travel lanes? Will it ease up the flow, making carpooling more attractive in carpool lanes? Will it lead to fewer EVs sold, leading to more dirty air again? Is this just an attempt by Republicans led by Donald Trump to punish blue states for not being loyal to him, to the detriment of our environment? What makes sense?